Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
This letter. I just finished signing your name. My friends would all be surprised if they knew I was playing this game. I'll pretend it's a special delivery, and just to give me a hint, I'll use your favorite color smeared with your favorite scent. I know you think that I'm crazy, but I can't lose what have I left. So I've decided to write this letter and send it to myself. So to make my story short, in the mailbox I will place this letter that I wrote, and it's stamped with your lovely face.
Talk to your picture. Get me a pencil and paper and write all the things. Say all the things I've heard you say before, but with a little extra. Guess it makes me feel kinda nice. I write a letter to myself. Oh, write another letter,
write a letter
to myself.
Write a letter.
I write another letter to myself.
Write a letter.
What is a home?
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Tara E. Lyle. And that tune was by the Shy Lights, Write Another Letter to Myself. Now, some of y'all might not remember that song, but the ones that do, they are the baby boomers, because them brothers was bad back in the day, man, with the afro and everything, the bell bottoms. They was the shit. But anyway, tonight our guest is going to be Ramsey Swice. He's a guy who has never repeated a joke. And it's going to be one of those days, if you're ready to get tickled up and get your funny on, this will be the time. But anyway, I'd like to thank all my listeners, first of all, the ones in Hawaii, United States, the ones in Canada, the United Kingdom, the ones in Cameroon, in Nigeria, Africa, the one in Pakistan and Peru, the ones in Australia, the ones in Singapore, the ones in France, and the ones in Iraq. And I am just so impressed, because it just seems like 4 years ago, who would have thought that, you know, it came from just being an internet radio here in the States, that it just took on and people start listening and start laughing and getting a lot of notes saying, just don't change, you know. That's why it's called Unmasked, just keep it real, you know. And that's why I tell people up front, this show is not for kids, because we might pop out of our mouth with some profanity or whatever, you know, because I want people to say it how they feel it, you know. And that's how they feel it, that's how they're going to say it. So, you know, don't judge me, don't judge my guests. You know, if you don't like what you hear, you got a choice. Hang up, get off the computer, hang up your phones, and let that be that. But you know something, I first want to acknowledge that tonight I have my co-hosts back for a change. I don't know where they've been, but they both need to be spanked, because they had left me here sick as a dog, you know, so you know. And I don't know, y'all send me a vote, whether I should forgive them or not. But anyway, all jokes aside, you know, I'm glad they're back. We all go through something from time to time. And I definitely want to introduce my beautiful Felicia and Strawberry, who are my co-hosts. How you doing, ladies?
I'm good. Wonderful. And just to set the record straight, you know, I've been going through a lot of personal battles and issues, and you know I would never, ever leave you hanging for no reason at all. You know that. So just want to make sure you understand that. And I do want to apologize. You were sick and you have been going through your own things, and we've been kind of chit-chatting back and forth. But I just want to thank you for welcoming me back. But I want you to know, and I want to set the record straight, that I don't know anyone that loyalty means as much as it does to me. And I have been loyal, and I will continue to be loyal and be faithful. And when I can't be here, I will let you know. I will never just leave you hanging. I think it's tasteless, and that's not me. And you've gotten to know me over the last almost year, over a year now. It's been a year now.
I'm flying, baby.
So I'm with
Same
you.
Same with me.
Not going nowhere.
That's right.
That's right.
Y'all going to stay put. And hello, Strawberry.
Hi. And also,
how you doing, darling?
I have been going through a lot too. So my apologies for being absent, everybody. So that's my fault. But I am back, and I intend to stay, and I'm not going anywhere.
I appreciate that, lady, because sometimes, man, I know what it feels like to be going through stuff, because, like, you know, Felicia just said, between me having bronchitis and moving to my new home and trying to take care of my mom who got Alzheimer's and all these boxes that I'm still trying to do a little bit at a time, because there's no way that this is going to be quick, because going from 3,000 square feet to 1,200, downsizing, you know, I got all the things from a 3,000 square foot home that I'm trying to tuck inside it, this little place. So, baby, when I have my yard sale, I'm having a little bit of everything, from furniture, pictures, name brand purses, shoes, comforters, I mean, jewelry. I ain't having that little cheap-ass shit where you see drive by, you see people got shit on the ground and all that old raggedy-tag shit. I ain't doing that. Even my clothes is brand new. I ain't never had a tag tore off. I'm getting wardrobe rollers, and so it can be classy. You ain't digging shit off my damn ground. I'm selling tools. I'm selling fireplace screens and tools. I'm selling a little bit of everything. Only thing that's not for sale is me. But when I had that yard sale, it's going to be on and popping. Now, you know our guest, Ramsey, he always says that he never repeated a joke. Damn, he haven't even called in, so he might not ever get to do a joke up on here. So, you know, of all people, you know, he should be here to say he never repeated a joke. But I guess that still will hold true if we never hear none. How about that?
Jokes on you, Jack.
That's true.
That's crazy. But I tell y'all what, we all going to say a joke to give him time to call in, because I got my ex-co-host and friend and just like a brother to me, I love him dearly, Mark Anthony Real out of California. That's my baby brother. But you know something? He's still trying to get a hold of Ramsey. But until then, I'm going to start by saying a joke, and then I want y'all two ladies to think about a joke, and maybe we'll get him up on the air. So I'm going to start first. So this is about this school teacher, okay? She came to school and she found this apple on her desk, and the apple had a T on it. So she said to her class, "Who gave me this apple with a T on it?" The child said, "I did." She said, "Well, okay, baby, what does the T stand for?" The child said, "It stood for teacher." She said, "Oh, baby, that's so sweet." She gave the child a kiss and the child sat down. So the next day she came to school and she found another apple, but this time the apple had T-I-T on it. So she said, T-I-T. So when she got her class together, she said, "Who gave me this apple that got T-I-T on it?" And another child raised their hand. She said, "Well, baby, what does the T-I-T stand for?" The child said it stood for tops and teachers. She said, "Oh, baby, that's so sweet." She hugged the child, gave the child a kiss, and the child sat down. So the third day she came to school, and she found another apple. But this time the apple had F-U-C-K on it, and she got pissed. She said, "I know these little damn rugrats ain't bring me no apple here. Got profanity on it. Oh, hell to the no. Let me see what child did this." So she got her kids together and everything. She said, "Who gave me this apple with F-U-C-K on it?" Another child raised their hand and said, "I did." She said, "Well, what does this F-U-C-K stand for?" The child said it stood for "From Us Colored Kids," okay? So you can't never judge them with money. From
Us
Colored Kids. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't have a joke. I'm not funny right now. My funny bone is turned off. And
well,
it's
you better
so
turn
funny
that
that
fucking
horn. Well, I'm just going to talk to you real quick. It's funny that the comedian is the guest tonight. I was leaving my girlfriend's house today, and for some reason I was on fire. I was just making jokes about relationships and jokes about sex, my own personal stuff. And man, I had her rolling. She just had surgery on her foot today. This girl, she was like, "You going to make me pass out." I'm not a comedian, but she actually said, "You should go and do like a open mic thing." I'm like, "Girl, I would get out there and freeze up." It's okay when I'm with amongst my friends and family and, you know, close people and I want to make a joke. I cannot. I'm not a comedian. Shit. No, I can bring the funny. Now, if you catch me while I'm sleepy, you might be like, "Somebody take the mic from that damn girl. She's retarded." But I'm not feeling real funny right now.
Well, even you were talking about relationships earlier with your friend. What was you talking about that she thought was funny about relationships? Because relationship,
girl, I was just kind of getting into my own little personal little stuff. I can't put it on the air.
Yes, you can. This is an adult show. You can say what you want to say on the air.
No, I can't.
What is you saying?
Because somebody might be listening. Hell to the no.
Oh, okay.
I
know who you're talking about.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Okay,
well, once you're getting in trouble, you got to go home tonight.
we was talking about how women should know their man, you know. And I've been married twice. And I've only loved three men in my life. I just say that. In almost 50 years, I've only loved three men. I've been in love seven times. Four of them was my children. So the other three was my children's father, my first husband, my husband that I'm with now, and an old Boo back from when I was a little kid, you know, my little first thing. Anyway, we was talking about how a woman really knows her man and stuff. And he was like, you already know when the dude cheating and stuff because, I mean, you as a woman, you will know when something's off. I said, yeah, you could put, and I ain't doing my first husband almost 20 years, so I ain't seen his dick in that long. And I don't
all
know.
Right.
But I had, okay, so I said, I could put all three of them in a lineup and nobody, and just the dick. I said, I'd be able to pick all three of their dicks out in the lineup. I said, okay, this one right here, okay, that's the first husband because his dick kind of curved slightly to the left. She was cracking up.
Okay,
said,
you got a curve one.
I said,
a curve ball. Okay.
The new husband, I said, the new husband, yeah, that's his dick. It curves a little bit to the right, and it's pretty. I said, but this one right here, this walker right here, I said, that one right there, that got girth. That's my old boo thing with the girth. That's him.
Woo!
Right here.
That means fucking round. That's what that means. It's like a silver dollar. It got some. Ooh. Looking around. Yeah.
If you want to do, look, if you want to do jawbone exercises, let me pick the boo thing. Cause
no, tear your damn jawbone up. That's what she's talking about.
No,
you got
like
too much
shit
in your mouth.
Or
split the side of your damn lips.
No, I want to do this bomb.
Think it's wintertime and shit, like, my lip cracked on the side.
You must ain't paid attention, Terry. I got a big-ass mouth. I literally have a big-ass mouth.
Go
and
on,
I'm always up for a challenge. I don't want no little skinny. I ain't talking about dudes with skinny dicks, but I don't want a skinny dick. I like a fat dick with some girth on it. I like length girth. And it kind of hooks to the, because I can go to the left, to the right.
You can go on that. to the left. You and Beyonce was talking when she made that song, huh?
There you go. I'm her inspiration.
All right now. But you know something, you know how the wintertime, you know, when it's cold and sometimes your lip get chafed right down the front, the little split in the middle, and one on the sides, them motherfuckers are painful. So I haven't seen your mouth, but don't look all that big, but you tell me this thing is bigger than a damn cucumber, and oh, God, that would tear my mouth up. My lip would be split, mm-hmm. Let some salt hit it. I would say, oh, shit. Oh, damn.
One of my mother's biggest attributes, and I'm getting older, and the older I'm getting, when I look in the mirror, it scares me because I look more and more like her. I always have looked like her, but my mother had the biggest mm-hmm. eyes that you ever wanted to see, and her mm-hmm. mouth, she had really full lips, and she had a wide mouth. My mouth is not as wide, but I have nice lips, but my mouth can stretch wide.
Damn.
That's all that lotion she put on her face. But that's good. Make your skin nice and soft.
You know what, Mother dear, I don't put anything on my face. I don't put lotion, soap, nothing. I just use plain water, and I have been lucky enough to have nice skin. But I do keep my lips, because when I was a teenager, I used to get that little ring. You know, you lick your lips too much in the wintertime.
Yeah.
That ring, that thing would be so irritating. But I'm glad I don't deal with that. But I try to keep my lips, you know. And then, you know what?
Let me tell you this. I agree. I use just only hot water on my skin, on my face, because that shit'll break you out, the soaps and everything, and dry you out.
Yeah.
But a little lotion is also good, because as you get older, you know, it'll prevent you from having wrinkles, because your skin will be supple. If it's just dry, it will have a tendency to crack more and have those wrinkles. So, you know, darling, start using a little bit of lotion on your face, and that's a real talk.
But I don't use lotion. If I put lotion on my face, it'll be tore up. I can't put lotion on my face at all.
Really?
And my husband is 65. That's the Vaseline King. I just be calling him Slip and Slide. I was so mad at him, y'all. Y'all gonna let me
slip and slip out.
Man, this nigga got in the tub. He got in the shower, right? And he brought all the Vaseline on his skin. And I'm like, I'm going to get in the shower behind him. Like, he walked up. But I'm like, boy, I almost fell. Would you stop putting all that goddamn Vaseline on your body, clogging up your damn pores? The damn
mm-hmm.
back is going to keep you from slipping. I had to throw that away and get it. I'm like, stop putting
that
damn
Vaseline
on yourself. But I'm going to tell you something. His skin is beautiful. He has the prettiest skin. But you know, Terry, that dude, he just pretty.
That guy is fine. If anybody can remember Billy D. Williams, This is a younger, lighter skinned version. But this brother, oh, Lord, he would be back in the time of Gatsby with the pinstripes and the long chains. This brother is fine. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
If
he went old dog, man, if you don't want to send him to me, I train a little motherfucker, okay?
I'm going to tell you something. He's at the gym now. And I know the women they be at him. It don't bother me. She's like, you don't like, hell no, that don't bother me. It don't bother me. I'm like, yeah, he is nice looking. That's why I got him.
And people supposed to look. That's right. That's right. Don't be joking with what you
know.
Long
as he know what home is, I don't care about that.
That's right.
Don't matter
then,
to me.
You know something, baby girl. You know, you are fine as well. So it's wonderful to see two people, the male and the female, both compliment each other because Felicia is fine. You know, that's when you use the word, you don't say fine. You say, she fine. You know, you drag your mouth down and say, well, she fine and he's fine. And together, they are a hot couple. They are a hot couple. That's real talk.
What our babies would have looked like. Because we didn't have children.
Yes.
He had three children from a previous marriage, and I have four. So we have the seven together, but we didn't have any children there. But it's funny, we do have a goddaughter. She is 9 years old now. Been with us since she was like 4 weeks. And it's funny, she's been with us, so she looks so, I'm going to have to show you, see your picture to her. She looks so much like my husband. We would go and be out of town on vacation, and people are like, oh my gosh, she looks exactly like her dad. And she calls us mommy and daddy, but she's not our biological child, but she do look just like my husband, and she's taking on some of my characteristics as well. I'll just send you a picture. That girl, that hair, my husband got that pretty curly hair. She got the same hair. Her eyes are big like his. Hold up. His eye lazy sometimes. So is hers, the same eye. I'm like, you know what?
Wow.
I'm like, you sure you ain't going to tell me? You missing out? You ain't telling me something? Because baby girl looks,
you know, some people say that
like
it's not who's the parents of a child. If you feed that child and that child is yours, it's going to start looking and taking on your mannerisms and characteristics.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've heard that. But, you know, some Felicia, I'm going to let you talk real quick. But, you know, we were trying to stall until Ramsey got here, and I wanted everybody to tell a joke. And, you know,
Strawberry
sitting in the cut.
Come on out.
Huh?
I don't know no joke.
Come on, Strawberry. Well,
come on, Strawberry.
Say,
everybody know a joke.
Say something funny, Strawberry. I know you got something funny to say.
Yeah, because you used to deal with daycare, and kids are funny. Kids say the funniest shit, man, you know, and you know kids all your life. So I know you know something funny.
Well, okay. All right, this was years ago, and it was me and my boyfriend at the time. He and I got into this big argument, and it was right in front of my mother, actually. It was over the phone argument. And I hung up on him. So my mother said, you know what? Why don't you play that song? Because at the time, I had one of those phones. I played that ringtone so that if he calls, a song will come on.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, well, why don't you put that Beyonce song on? What's that called? To the left, to the left. I said, oh, you mean Irreplaceable. And so she said, yeah, why don't you put that on, right? So I put that on. He calls back. So I answer the phone, and he says, oh, what are you trying to say? So I'm like, oh, well, I was home pretty much said what I wanted to say. So to me, at the time, that was very, very funny because, for one, my mother, of all people, telling me to do that. So, and she's old school, so.
Mm-hmm. That means she don't want be dealing with him, but she was trying to give you a message. But we got Mark right here who got a statement or a question he want to say, so we need to open up Mark's microphone and let Mark talk. How you doing, Mark, darling? Mark, are you still there, baby?
Yeah,
are you,
can you hear
Mark?
Me?
I can hear
you
now,
me?
Darling.
Okay.
Yes.
Remember the last time I called in and I forgot to press number one like a damn fool?
Yeah, you was on that mic. I wouldn't ask your mic for a long time.
And I should have known that. No, I got a couple of jokes for you off the top of my head.
Okay, bring it.
Okay.
Okay, what do you call the useless piece of skin on a dick?
The useless piece of foreskin, right?
No, the man.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. Stop.
What's the best part of gardening?
What's what?
What's the best part of gardening?
Using the house.
When the shit is over?
She was close, getting down and dirty with your hose. That was close.
Okay.
Oh,
I was right there. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right there. I was doing it.
Okay.
A dirty hose.
Yeah, you take right after me. About this one, a man and a wife go to their honeymoon hotel for their 25th anniversary. As the couple reflect on their magical evening 25 years ago, the wife asked the husband, "When you first saw my naked body in front of you, what was going through your mind?" The husband replied, "All I want to do is to fuck your brains out and suck your tits dry."
Oh, Lord.
Then as the wife undressed, he asked, "What are you thinking now, honey?" He replied, It looks like I did a pretty good job."
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, dear.
You
need
to sleep after that one. Damn.
Well, everybody, okay. I don't know what happened to my guest Ramsey, because he was on Facebook earlier and he was commenting on my post. So he knew that he was going to be on the show tonight, and I have texted him and sent him messages. And you're just going to have to hang out with us tonight. You know, it is what it is, you know. This was his time to do what he needed to do, but oops. Oh, well, I hope there's nothing wrong, no emergency that he has to address. So wherever you are at, Ramsey, we ain't mad at We miss you. You're supposed to be here.
I was looking at his timeline, and he's in San Francisco. He was a day ago.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good and healthy. So.
Yep.
We need to just put him on the back of the milk carton. Have you seen Ramsey?
Yeah, how about that, you know?
Yeah.
Ramsey, would you ram your ass somewhere in a chair and call in?
Exactly. You know, where you at? Are you on a date or something? You forgot the timeline? But you know, y'all, I'm going to play a little commercial, take a commercial break, and we're going to be back in 2 and 2. So stay with us. Yep, we're going to be back shortly. We're going to take a little small break.
Okay.
Controversial. Great. Real. Unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. Remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
Yeah. Hersha, baby. Okay. Yeah, man.
He has been on different cruises. That's where I met a man on different cruises, I think, to Aruba and to Barbados. This guy is doing a lot of things. He writes books. He wrote a book about the first time a black person went to the White House or something like that. And right now, I want to let you hear what a seasoned comedian really sounds like. You know, everybody can give it up for comedian Michael Collyers.
Yeah, Michael Collier. Yo, give me my love. I need more than that. Y'all just not know me. All right. Take it easy. Where's Jay? Did Jay leave? Because I brought him some lotion. Jay, come and get this lotion, dog. They sent this out for you. And you got a lot of courage to take your shirt off like that. That was a lot of courage right there, dog. I got a weight problem, but it ain't like that. And I ain't taking my shirt off. I'm proud of you. I want to introduce myself to you. A lot of you folks don't know anything about me. Just tell you a little bit about myself. I come from your average American family. In fact, my kid brother is currently in the witness relocation program. But I'm not talking about government witness relocation. I'm talking about Jehovah Witness relocation. They tired of him knocking on the door all the time, which is weird because we Catholic. Any Catholic? You really? You Catholic? Me too, but I'm a happy Catholic. I've already accepted the fact that I'm going to hell. Let me tell you what happened. We went to Catholic church, but we couldn't afford the school. I remember the time the priest come to my house. He was talking to my mama. He said, "Miss Kaya, how come your kids don't go to Catholic school?" She said, "Oh, no, we prefer to beat them at home." And I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but my kid brother, we thought he was possessed when he was born because he had them three sixes in his forehead. Okay, online. He really had a full house. But we cleaned them out. Oh, let me tell you what we did to my father, because my father sometimes would strike us, you know, hit us and stuff, and I didn't like that, so I'd always get him back. We'd be sitting around the dinner table, we have guests, he'd reach for something, I'd do this. But this is how we really got him. He believes in cryonics, you know, where you freeze the body, bring the body back, and he insisted that when he died, we freeze the body. So we got him back. When he died, we had him cremated, but we put the ashes in the refrigerator. So that worked out. That worked out pretty good. Did y'all see Boondocks? Have you been seeing that new show, Boondocks? It's very funny. But they use the N-word a lot. And I heard my man John Sally in his radio show talking about the N-word. And I see we have a European in the audience. Raise your hand, my friend. You, white guy. That's what I mean, white guy. Yeah, that's what I call all white people. And let me tell you something, my friend. I'm going to tell you now why I don't use the N-word, my friend. And if I'm out of line here, you raise your hand and correct me, sir. Because you're going to be our white representative. What's your name? Chuck. That's a nice, firm white name, Chuck. So if I'm wrong, just raise your hand. I don't use the N-word. If you've heard me, you know I don't speak it when I'm talking to people. I don't use it on the stage. I really don't use it when we got company. Now, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Europeans over the centuries have assimilated. Now, assimilated is to take on the culture and the styling of another culture by hanging out with that culture. Like, for instance, white folks will tell you that are kings of rock and roll, but Little Richard is still alive. He'll tell you who created that art form, and y'all done messed up the electric slide. So I don't like to use the word around you because I don't want you to take on the word, say it around some of my friends, and get hurt. Now, on the other hand, black folks have taken this same word that's used to make us feel bad about ourselves. It's a word created to hold our necks to the ground, but when we together, we suck all the power out of it, kick it, spin it, flip it. Whoa, that's my name. Did you see that? But if you say that word round company, they can forget one day, golly gee, that's my name. You got to knock somebody out. So I don't use that word. I don't use that word, my friend. Now, here's the joke. This guy had M. Amnesia. Couldn't remember a damn thing. Every place he went, he carried a little black book around in his inside coat pocket. Now, in that book, he kept all his pertinent information in alphabetical order. See, that way somebody asked him a question, he'd look it up in the book. See me? Anyway, the guy man is on bed. Another guy approached me. He said, "Pardon me, sir. Pardon me. Is your name Mr. Smith?" Mr. John Smith. The guy whipped out the book. He said, Names. My name. Smith, yeah. Yeah, my name is Mr. Smith. He said, "Mr. Smith, you ever been to Chicago before?" The guy said, "Travel." travel, Chattanooga, Chicago, yeah, then Chicago. He says, fine, why are you in Chicago? Did you happen to meet Mrs. Myron Breckenridge? The guy says, acquaintance, acquaintance, Breckenridge, yeah, I met Miss Breckenridge. He says, fine, while you was there, did you happen to have an affair with Mrs. Breckenridge? The guy says, affairs. Yeah, I had an affair with Miss Breckenridge. He said, well, I'm Mr. Breckenridge, and I don't like it. Guy in the book said, opinions. Damn, I didn't either. Okay, now, let me say this to you. Hold up, y'all. I ain't got no lot of time. Let me say this to you. Please be careful when you're going to the fancy-smancy restaurants nowadays, okay? I went to the restaurant the other day, and I got to tell you, it really shocked me what happened. They hurt this guy. I got to tell you what happened. I was in a restaurant the other night. They had Louis the 13th. Anybody hip to that? Louis the 13th is one of the finest cognacs made by man, $170 a shot. The empty bottle, $770, is hand-blown glass. This guy came in, ordered six. They lined him up. He drank them straight down. Watson said, woo! You sure drink those fast? He said, you drink fast, too, if you had what I got. They said, what you got? He said, 50 cents. 50 cents, yeah. They were still whooping his behind when I left. Let me tell you this. I have a standard joke I like to do. And this joke, I've done it many times, but I love this joke. I'm going to share it with you. Remember, I do old jokes. I like old jokes. I don't think an old joke should die. Just cause the person that wrote it did. He can't use it no more. Red Fox, one of the greatest comedians in my lifetime. Red Fox created 75 comedy albums. Red is dead. He can't use that joke no more. What are we supposed to do with all these great jokes? Throw them away? Heck no. I tell them to you, you tell them at work, you're a hero, and you pay no royalty. This joke, 42 years old. The man that wrote this joke died 3 weeks ago last Tuesday. Help yourself. It's the in the groove joke. This guy goes into the restaurant. Obviously, he had an attitude problem. Walk right up to the waiter. Said, excuse me, Bubba. But I want you to go in the back. You tell that cook I want a cheeseburger. Not too greasy. Not too dry. But right in the groove. And hey, while you're at it, throw in a large order of french fries. Not too crunchy. Not too soft. But right in the groove. And here, while you're at it, you might as well whip up a chocolate milk shake. Not too thick. Not too thin. But right in the groove. The man went in the back, talked to the cook. Came back out 5 minutes later. He said, look, the cook said, tell you to kiss his behind. Not to the left. Not to the right. But right in the groove. Now, look, let me do a quick cute one. Cause I want to give you a joke you can go back and tell. And that's the world famous potato joke. These four potatoes was out dancing. How could you tell which one was kind of loose? One of them kept saying, Idaho, Idaho. Now, prior to running out of here, I want to thank Tom Joyner for allowing me to be on his show. Again, like, how many shows Tom got? Like 9 shows, right? Got like 2 TV shows, 3 radio shows. The man is phenomenal, and he always remembers me and brings me. So I thank you. I really want to thank Rosa Parks for all she gave us as she has passed. All that she gave us is so very good. And my only wish, and I pray, that they got enough chairs in heaven because I don't want her to go up there starting no mess. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mike Kaya. Thank you, and good night. Come on,
Oh my goodness.
He is so funny.
He's a mess. I've had the opportunity to meet him, and he's actually a really nice guy. I saw him, this was years ago, I saw him at a comedy club here in Maryland in Greenbelt. And he was actually really funny. I was standing outside. He was actually hosting the show, and I was standing outside, and he happened to come out, and me and a girlfriend stand outside. Back then, I tried to smoke cigarettes, I thought the ground. So he was talking about me smoking, And he was like, "You too pretty to be smoking." But this man, he was really nice. We talked, we laughed, and you know, he speaks so highly of his wife. He's gone through a lot. He has a really interesting background. He had a really bad bout with drugs, but his wife stayed with him. Yeah, his wife stayed with him and stuck with him. But I mean, just that's the epitome of what it means to do what you're supposed to do in a marriage. You know, she really stuck it out, and you know, with living with a parent that was on crack, that's hard. So he loves her so much, though he respects her so much, and that was good to. It was good to kind of get a chance to meet and talk to him, and just to listen to him in his journey and stuff, and to see him doing what he's doing now. He's really a phenomenal guy, if you ask me. Funny guy, you know, smart guy too. So,
he is my personal friend. I know him and his wife. I got both of their personal phone numbers, and so we good. You know, it just so happens I seen him like on a couple of cruises, and when I got to Puerto Rico, we was waiting for our rooms to be ready because we weren't going back out, flying out the same day. And we were sitting in the lobby, him, his wife, and me and my daughter, and we was just kicking it. And he was saying, "Dag, I'm hungry. I got this big old bag, but I got my big fat check in his bag." I said, "That check don't have Terry Lowe, it don't mean shit. I'll tell you what, you go take your wife. I got you, and I'll call you." And he said, "Well, this is my personal number. When I get a room, and I'll let you know what room I'm in." And since then, we kept in touch. They are very nice people, and he keeps it real. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Terry, I remember that story when you were on the cruise, and you had met him, and you lined him up for the show. And I was fortunate enough to be your co-host that night that he came on the show on Unmasked. And didn't he send you a autographed copy of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the White House?
I sure do got my copy.
Yeah, I got to get
sure
me. Yeah, he is really great. He's still a friend of mine on Facebook. I should look him up more often.
Yeah, he's a very nice person because for the longest time, he couldn't make me a friend on Facebook. He had to dump some of them losers because we all got losers on Facebook that we need to delete to let some of the good people slide in. And I'm like now probably about maybe 3 or 4 away from 5,000, and I'm glad about that because it's going to stop people from asking me. You know, and then I can start weeding out the people I don't want on my page.
You got to do a purge once in a while, girl.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm doing a purge.
Strawberry, where you at, Strawberry? I don't hear you.
I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. Come on, jump in here. Jump on in.
Hey, Strawberry.
I don't know much about him, though.
he's played a lot of movies and stuff, though. Have you ever seen, House Party? He was on he was making a deal with him for Sex as a Weapon, which it was played by TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you remember TLC?
Him.
That's Michael Collier.
Yeah.
That's him. He's done a lot. He's done a lot of big stuff on television and on movie screen and stuff. He's really made a name for himself.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Definitely.
Funny dude. This dude is funny. A funny guy. He's really a funny guy. But then I keep forgetting Strawberry. I'm listening to her, and I could be your mom. It's like I'm sitting here tripping out about that. Like, Terry, you know she lives in the same state I live in, so we're gonna try to.
Y'all
gonna
have to hook up.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm gonna pop up on you, Terry, in a minute.
I know that's right. Well, you know, some ladies and gentlemen, we have 10 minutes left on the show. I no longer do 2-hour shows for anybody who's listening via their computers, because a lot of times, just 2 hours, you know, it's just like it just sucks the life out you, you know. And this way, I do an hour, you know, and we got enough time for people to get their information in. So I'm going to go down the list, and Strawberry first because she's the youngest. Strawberry, I want you to give your shout-outs, and we're going to go to Felicia, then we're going to go to Mark, and I'm going to round it up, and then we're going to get up out of here. And Ramsey Swice, don't get mad because you blew your opportunity. You got mad when I made a statement saying that work on your punchline, and I was not trying to be critical. I was just trying to help you out, critique you as a friend. So now, you know, I ain't going to get pissy because you ain't show up and left me a whole hour without you. But it is what it is. But I just want y'all to know we were here waiting on you. So, Strawberry, give you a shout-out, darling.
All right. Well, first, I'd like to give a shout-out to my publisher, a.k.a. my boo, Just Jay Warner. I'd like to also give a shout-out to Felicia Ann, Candace Tolliver, and actually you guys on the show. I mean, I love y'all dearly, and y'all really rock. So those are my shout-outs.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say to the audience first, thanks for hanging in there with Terry. And, you know, I've been missing an MIA for a couple weeks, but I'm back now, and I'm grateful to be back. And just want to really, my shout out is really just, I just want to say thank you to you, Terry. Like, nobody knows the relationship that we have. We haven't talked a whole lot over the last couple of weeks, but I promise I'm going to catch you up, but I'm trying to give you the opportunity to get settled into your new home and with mom and stuff like that. And I'm just going to let you know it's going to be sooner than you think. I'm popping up on you, Terry. It's going to be sooner
cool
than you think.
Cool, sounds like a plan. All right, darling.
Yeah.
I hope you pop up while we still got boxes to unpack. Shit, we need some help.
I'm planning on popping up. That's what I'm planning on doing.
I want to give a shout out to you, Terry. I'm glad you're feeling better, that you're out of the woods of bronchitis. Are you?
I think I am, praise God. I hope I am, because I'm not bringing up that nasty mucus every couple of seconds. But now I think that what I'm going through is the ending, you know, the residual, the last part, because now it's
right.
Coming out clear. So it's going by.
Okay. Praise God for that.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that, first of all, that you pared it down to 1 hour. That is phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's much more manageable, Terry. I really do, than 2 hours.
You too.
Kind of a lot. You know, you asked me if I did call my father and ask him, because he, I don't know if you guys know, but he at age 85 he went back and got his diploma because he was in the Korean War, and it was on the news recently. It was all over the place. And so Terry, yeah, he went back and got his diploma. And Terry wanted me to ask him to come on the show, but he said, no, 2 hours is way too long. I'm 85. I don't think I can hang. So,
well, now you can tell him it's an hour. And if you give us a half hour, we will take that.
Okay,
yeah.
Absolutely. Terry would love to talk to you for a half an hour. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm so happy that you have two wonderful co-hosts. And, yes, do please forgive them for their little transgressions. I know they had probably had something to do, or they were doing something. But I wanted to ask before we leave. I wanted to ask Felicia, how do you hold on to Billy D. Williams' fine brother? And you know,
love
what's the secret?
Love.
You said how do I hold on to him?
Yeah.
He is
fine. He's holding on to me, because you want to know why he's holding on to me? Because
why?
I'm clutch.
Clingy?
I'm clutch. Let me bring up the scene. Now, Strawberry might understand what I'm saying. Strawberry, you hear me? I say I'm clutch. I'm clutch, meaning I got it locked down. Let me tell you something. He's fine, but I'm fine.
Okay.
He's
all
fine,
right.
I'm to him, I'm a trophy to him. He my trophy. He's fine. Don't get me wrong. But
so
I'm just joking.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't.
I'm just playing. No, I hold on to him. I just to be honest, just do what you have to do. No matter what, we go through ups and downs. That's my husband. Let's be honest. Things are not always you know, what it cracked up to be, but I took vows, and I take my vows seriously. I mean, when you break vows, you know, you go through things, and you go through things, but my integrity is I'm trying to do the best that I can to just stay white and do all that I'm supposed to do within all right. my marriage. So even when he's not, you know, doing what maybe I feel like he needs to be doing, doesn't mean he's going to get up and go to work with an empty stomach, because I'm going to make sure he eats in the morning. I'm going to make sure he has lunch. He's going to have dinner when he comes home. I'm going to make sure his clothes are clean. I'm going to take care of my husband, regardless to what. I'm going to take care of him. When he's sick, I'll take care of him. I mean, and he does the same for me. So, you know, that's what it is. You know, we have our problems like everybody else, but I make sure he feels like the king in his home, regardless to what goes on. I could be at hell's end with him, but in the street, nobody will ever know that we're having problems, because I will never make my husband feel small. And I think as a woman, you have to know how to stroke your man's ego. That's the best way to keep your man. I learned that in church, and I learned it early. So I think that's how I'm able to keep him, because I'm 48 and he's 55.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, gay man, inquiring minds need to know all this stuff.
I know that's right. And I want to thank everybody who has tuned in tonight on this Friday. If you're out there driving, please drive soberly, not doing drugs or drinking. You know, and until next week, when we're going to have the guy come back on the show, Joseph, who was on here a week ago, and he talks to angels daily. And the show just ran off real fast, and I had to get him back, because this guy is going to show you how to become wealthy. Also, this guy is telling you about, he has talked to Mary Magdalene, you know, the one who was Jesus' friend, and he's talking to angels on a regular, you know, and you're going to want to be here next week to hear Joseph and his story about angels, how they come to him each day around 2 o'clock. So, it's very interesting, but we got to get up out of here. I want to say good night to everybody. We got 90 seconds on the clock.
After all this time, you seem to me, girl, to be changing your mind. We don't talk no more like we used to do. Oh, one of the words has come over in you.
Leaving me,
huh, baby?
Can't be.
Tell me, baby.
What you telling me?
I wanna know,
baby.
I heard somebody say,
"Leaving me
as you close that baby."
Baby,
I
want you telling me.
I want you to go, baby.
Baby,
listen here. Lately I felt that you avoided my conversations. You would turn on the TV and you would be needing aggravation. I just don't know what I've done to you. But whatever it is, child, I hope one thing can be true, and that is,
leave
me, no,
can't be.
Ah,
you tell me,
yes,
baby.
Sometimes I'm on. Don't know
what you're telling me.
Don't know what it's doing to me,
baby.
Oh, no. Girl, if you only knew what was going through my mind, just stop fooling around with you. Give me more of your time.
somebody.
Somebody
know what I'm talking about out there.
Baby,
I know it's gonna be like in the gold. I'm gonna be here with the neighbors. And you know how the neighbors talk. Old Tom over there, he wants you to leave me in the house. And old Mary down there, she don't know what she's talking about. She think I'm cutting up on you, baby.